Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I'm back. And in this episode, we're going to answer some questions, okay? Let's dive right in. The first question relates to hair loss.
Hey, thanks so much for your content on here. I've been doing keto for off and on for a couple years and have had some great results with it. But I found that, I don't know if it's the caloric restriction or if I'm not doing it right, but sometimes when I try to get into keto for a few weeks or a few months, I've noticed that I've been losing hair for the first time in my life while doing it.
Okay, let's talk about that. When you do keto and intermittent fasting, your body does require additional nutrients. If you're deficient in the B vitamins, like most people, or you're deficient in the minerals, specifically potassium, going into keto and intermittent fasting, and you don't take them as a supplement, chances are you're going to have side effects. You're going to have keto flu, keto rash, you're going to have hair loss, you're going to feel moody, all sorts of things, okay? So all you have to do, if you're going to do this, is add the minerals in and add the B vitamins in the form of nutritional yeast. You can get them as tablets, and you can also get the minerals in electrolyte form. Just make sure that you get enough potassium. Okay, next question.
I have some negative effects with my mood sometimes, which is odd because one of the reasons I started doing it is to help my mood. But sometimes, and it may be the times when I'm doing intermittent fasting along with it, that I am more irritable and just sort of just affects my mood in a negative way.
Is that normal? Well, absolutely not. All it means is you have not adapted yet. You're still in the transition phase. And the brain is the first place to be affected when you transition from sugar burning to fat burning. Why? Because the brain has been dependent on sugar for so many years. It doesn't have a stored sugar reserve. It gets its fuel from the blood. If we drop the blood sugar because we're not eating so much sugar anymore, guess what's going to suffer? The brain. But the whole goal is to get you to adapt to ketones. To do that, you have to drop your carbs and you can't eat as frequent. So if you want to handle mood side effects from intermittent fasting, make sure you're doing keto and intermittent fasting at the exact same time. Make sure you're adding potassium. Make sure you're adding the B vitamins. And make sure you're also adding more fat with the meal. And what's going to happen within about 3 days, you will adapt. And the more you adapt, the less moody you're going to be. In fact, you're going to find your mood's going to be elevated when you fully adapt to fat burning. You're going to feel way better. You're going to have a lot of sustained energy and focus in cognitive function. But if you're having mood issues right now, just realize that you're not quite through the transition phase quite yet. So have patience and you will get through this. Okay, next question.
Hello, Dr. Berg. I was wondering how intermittent fasting affects bowel movements. It seems since I've gone on an 18-6 plan that my bowel movements have really lessened, and I'm kind of concerned. Thank you.
That's a really good question because the frequency of eating really is going to relate with how many times you're going to eliminate. If you're eating less frequent, if you're eating once a day, guess what? The quantity of food is going to be less. You're not going to need to eliminate that frequent. So it's totally normal not to go to the bathroom as frequent when you do intermittent fasting. Okay? That was a really good question. Okay, next question.
Hi, Dr. Berg. Thank you for making the valuable information available to us. You are really a genius. During intermittent fasting, I like to mix lemon with water kefir. Would you please talk about the water kefir? How does it affect intermittent fasting and the glycemic index? Thank you.
Okay, so for those of you that are not familiar with water kefir, this is kind of like a similar thing to kefir that's made from dairy, but it has a different strain of microbes. It's a friendly microbe in these little crystals that you add water and you add sugar and you give it a couple days and it ferments and it makes this new healthy probiotic. lactic acid, there's other microbes in there. It's actually a really healthy thing, but here's the problem. Some of that sugar that you put in there doesn't get eaten up by the microbes. So you could end up with a lot more sugar. Either you're going to have to experiment and let it ferment longer, have it become more sour, or go for something like kombucha tea, which probably is going to have lesser amounts of sugar, because a typical water kefir mixture has about 6.5 grams of sugar. That's just too high. Kombucha tea, on the other hand, might have only 2 grams of sugar, which is much better. So unless you have a way of making sure those microbes eat up all that sugar, I probably would avoid it because it could easily bump you out of ketosis. Okay, guys, until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.